Unpopular opinion. Vampire films suck.
Right, so Morbius is out in cinemas now, Gah. It's getting panned.
It is, isn't it?
Looks a bit shit.
Mm.
And it got us thinking. Well, it got you thinking.
Yeah, it did.
Chris, he said to me, vampire films are all shit. Mm. Don't like them. And I was like,
there's something wrong with you, hon.
Those types of movies, which come out of like the monsterverse type thing. So I'm talking Frankenstein and his bride.
Brilliant.
Werewolves.
Amazing.
Vampires, zombies, all that kind of thing. I think it's kind of old hat now, and I'm not sure why they keep making vampire films.
Well, see, I disagree. I think, like Dracula himself, the genre is almost immortal, Guy.
Mm.
We always keep coming back to it, and it's because people keep doing something different with it.
See, I disagree. Disagree. I think there's only two types of vampire stories. There's the old-fashioned, I want to drink your blood. And then there's the, I'm a sexy vampire, look at my sexy body. And that's it.
I do often think, like, at what point was it that Dracula stopped, kind of, you know, and vampires stopped sleeping in the coffins?
Yeah.
I think, like, what if he woke up, crack of dawn, you know, he like, gets up in his little ego or whatever, he's like, master, you don't have to just have black, slick back hair and a weird cape now.
Yeah.
You can have a hairstyle and a leather jacket.
And a shiny face.
Glittery face, yeah. So I get what you're saying. But I really like vampire movies, guy. Like going back to like things like Nosferatu. No, it wasn't the first vampire film. There were others way before that. But like that's the classic, the first one that it put it into the common conscience of what is a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. And then you go on to like Hammer Horror with, you know, the iconic Christopher Lee.
Dracula. The bedeviled master of all that is evil.
Then into the 80s, like The Lost Boys. Oh my God, The Lost Boys. I need Chinese for a yonks, guy, with that maggots and rice scene and all that, and the worms and the noodles and all that. She scared the shit out of me.
Maggots, Michael. You're eating maggots. How do they taste?
Is there any vampire film that you like?
My opinion is, you only need to see one of them and then you've seen them all.
No, man.
So I would say go and watch Interview with a Vampire. For me, that's the best one.
It's a brilliant film.
That's the best one. And once you've seen that, it's fine. And it is a good film, but then you don't need to see any because they're all the same then. Get the steak in his heart, get the silver bullet out. Ah!
He's losing his mind.
See, is that your problem? Because this is where I thought to myself, I don't agree with you, but I can see why people would think a vampire is a bit rubbish. Because he's got weaknesses.
Yeah.
So there's always a way to defeat the vampire, isn't there? And is that your problem? Is that the thing you always
think? They're fundamental,
aren't
they? They're like, just stay indoors at night time, because he can't come out in the day.
What about like From Dusk Till Dawn, which was great fun?
Yeah.
Great fun.
It's all right. It's not worth watching, in
Come
my
on.
Opinion.
Like, I did think, like I said, the only thing I think you can dislike about vampires is that they have an inherent weakness, usually, don't they?
Yeah.
Modern ones, not so much. But I think the vampire as a device is quite clever. We've seen vampires in films as metaphors for loneliness, metaphors for sexual desire, that kind of thing. You know, Twilight, you could even, we'll mention Twilight again. Yeah. Look at the character of Edward Cullen. He's lonely. Mm. He's living this life of immortality. And to be honest, it's a bit of a bind, isn't it, for him?
Yeah.
They always look a bit like, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is shit, being a vampire.
Yeah.
Like, I did think about this, but where's like this, the vampires who are like, I'm loving this life.
Because, yeah. I mean, make a movie with that. And in some respects, Taika Waititi's What We Do in the Shadows, it's obviously a piss take, but they're out clubbing and stuff like that.
My friend Rich is a bouncer. He'll invite us in.
Gentlemen, you are most welcome.
Nick is so much fun.
And a vampire.
Vampire!
Such a dick.
Nick, why don't you use the front door?
You want to draw attention to this house, hmm?
You've got a whole documentary crew following you around.
You led a vampire hunter into our house.
Wait a minute, I just gave him my email. He doesn't...
Kill you! I'm already dead!
Yeah, and I think that's a good example of what I was saying earlier on, that people keep subverting the genre a bit, keep doing something different with it. And that's how it endures, I think.
Yeah.
That's how it endures. But I do want to see a vampire film where he's like, I'm dead sexy. I've got a scent that the women love.
Yeah.
Or the men love, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can get whatever member of same or opposite sex that I want. And I'm going to enjoy this life rather than being like, I'm going to read poetry and be sad about everything.
I know.
So I get what you're saying. But can you not see from the films that I've mentioned there, Gal, that there's some absolute belters? You mentioned Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
One of Tom Cruise's best ever performances.
Yeah.
He's terrifying in that film.
It's good, yeah.
And he's brilliant. Brad Pitt is brilliant in it, but he's good in everything, Brad.
Mm.
You know, Christian Slater is good in it.
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas,
yeah,
good
yeah.
in it. So, I mean, it's a classic cast. It's a classic film. I watched that only the other week, and it just reminded me of how good it actually
and like
is.
Like I say, watch that one, and then you're done with vampire films.
But what do you think that one's got that the others haven't got?
Well, I think it's got what all the other ones do have. So that's what I'm saying. Just watch one. You don't need to bother with the others.
Yeah, but there's no real like action in that one. Like, do you not like your Blade? Look at Blade.
Well,
Blade is responsible for the Marvel cinema universe that we have got.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for Blade, Marvel would never have took the gamble on you know the subsequent cinematic universe, would they? So it's all thanks to the Snipes. So what do you not like Blade? Underworld.
Well, Underworld. That's when it started to become a bit sexy, wasn't it? Like, how can we make this a bit different? Yeah. Let's get Kate in some latex and let, have her running around. And
it worked.
For you.
I was a fan.
Yeah. But then it's just all the same thing, and they make loads of them, don't they? It's like, oh.
I think the first Twilight, and I've said this loads of times, is a really good indie film. Like, the colour grading, it's grey, the town of Forks where they are, it all seems grey, it's overcast. I think the acting's not bad. There's some ropey performances, okay.
Yeah.
But I think the way they kind of get the love story across on the screen and the kind of the characterisation is quite good if you've read the book. I think it's good. Then the subsequent ones, it's like, right, we got budget, we can have more lights
and
stuff. Let's get their tops off, let's cut their hair, show their muscles off. Like, you know, like that's going back to what Dracula's allowed to have abs now.
I know, yeah.
Nay.
Do what you want.
So
I'm not sure where they're gonna go with it now. I think they've done a little bit of spin-off, right, make him sexy, we'll do this, make it modern, make it funny. It's like, I just think in some respects, the way that this Morbius film has been absolutely panned, it's almost like we've done everything that we can do with it now.
I think a lot of that's on Jared Leto, though. I don't think many people like him.
I don't know.
Why? A bit of a cock, isn't he?
I don't know, is he?
Seems it.
I've not really seen many of his films, to be honest. I've watched Dallas Buyers Club.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think people like him very much.
You're awkward.
The Marvel fans are pissed off with Sony as well. And I think a lot of these bad reviews kind of came before the actual critical reviewers, if you can call them
that.
Yeah,
fair.
They were getting a lot of reviews. And it's like, the film's not even out yet. How are you reviewing this badly?
Yeah. And I have never been excited about it, to be honest with you.
So vampires don't really float me, but anyway. And it's a kind of, it's in the Spider-Man world. But we're not going to show Spider-Man because we're not allowed. And I think it's a bit of a mess if you're talking about Spider-Man. Because it's like, well, what universe does it live in? Which one of them has got like an Andy a Tobey Maguire poster which had murder on it.
Yeah.
Then it's got the Oscorp logo, which is the Andy Garfield one. And then it's got the Vulture, Michael Keaton's Adrian Toomes in it. So it's like, where is it? And it just seems like, I don't know if there's going to be a good payoff. I don't know who he's fighting.
Well, you know I'm sick of Marvel anyway. I've got massive fatigue with all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've just got no interest in seeing it at all.
No.
Like, at all. Like, none.
That's your lot for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Davis Locker Podcast. This audio is actually taken from a YouTube video, and we encourage you to head on over there and subscribe to our channel. Search The Davis Locker. We're also across all social media, again with The Davis Locker username. Until next time, see ya!